I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we have a show for you, and I'm using my iPad to do the show. I just messed the light up when I do that. I shouldn't do that, but anyway. Never mind. So, first item. Oh, before I do that, I should tell you that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We like the fact that we're back in the studio again. Isn't that cool? Getting closer all the time. It's still a little wonky, but I'm working on it. Okay. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Thought I forgot, didn't you? But I didn't. Okay, first item. Microsoft screws up again. You know, I just love talking about the fact that Microsoft screws up again. Anyway, Windows Pro activation glitch. Back on November the 8th, which has been a few days ago as I record this show. November the 8th, Microsoft had a glitch with their activation servers. And it points out how evil Microsoft really is. Because even after your Windows is activated, Windows 10 Pro, even after it was activated, fully licensed, because their activation servers had a hiccup, it meant that suddenly your version of Windows Pro was no longer officially licensed. Uh-oh. I saw it went, wait a minute. I happen to know that my Windows is officially licensed. What's up with this? So I went through the troubleshooting wizard. And when I went through the troubleshooting wizard, it went, oh, never mind. It's okay. It's really activated. So I thought, okay, chalk it up to Microsoft being stupid. Well, it turns out that they were truly stupid. Paul Theroux, I don't know how you pronounce it, reports in his blog, which is called Theroux, I don't know how to pronounce it. Yesterday, many Windows 10 Pro users started seeing erroneous activation issues, but Microsoft quickly fixed the issue. We're working to restore product activations for the limited number of affected Windows 10 Pro customers, a Microsoft statement obtained by Mary Jo Foley notes. The statement arrived in mid-afternoon on Thursday, and Microsoft fixed the problem by the end of the day. Now, it just happened to a few users, of which I just happened to be one. Yeah, somehow I think it was more than a few. Okay. Yeesh, the evil empire indeed. Well, Disney. Next item. Disney is creating a streaming service. We already knew that. But the service, they've come out with a name for it. It's called Disney Plus. So, okay. They're going to have content from Disney in the service, which will launch late 2019. It will be a streaming service. And it will rival Netflix. Now, since they own all the Marvel content, I suspect a lot of people are going to want to sign up for it. The company announced in August 2017 it would pull all its movies from Netflix in 2019 and start its own streaming offering for its past titles. Disney also purchased Fox for $71.3 billion in cash and stock, further bolstering its library. So it now has all the Marvel movies and all of the bad X-Men movies. Good for them. Okay, next item. YouTube is now available on the Switch. Now, my son, the Game Master, loves his Nintendo Switch. and he surfs YouTube all the time. So he's going, I'm not going to see him again, basically. He'll be down in his lair, surfing YouTube on his Switch. It's just frustrating. Next item. I feel it's good that they're doing this, but still, I like palling around with him. You know what I mean? Anyway, the Alexa app. I probably woke her up in the next room. But the Alexa app is now available for Windows 10. It's available in the Windows 10 Microsoft Store. And I did a little demo of it for your perusal right now.
All right, we're going to look at the new Alexa app for Windows 10. I open it up here, and you notice it says, Welcome to Alexa. Then it gives us some things that we can try. We also have the Alexa button down here that, so that we don't have to say that keyword and alert the other box that I have over sitting beside me, but instead use the one here on the computer. So I'm going to click the button, play Make My Story.
Make My Story by Lenny Code Fiction. On Amazon Music.
And I could pause that. But as you could see, you could use all the functions of Alexa. I could click this. What time is it? What time is it?
The time is 4:08 p.m.
There we go. Must have confused you a little bit because, like I said, the other box tries to answer me if I use that particular keyword. Alexa, what's the weather?
In High Point, there's a freeze warning in effect Saturday, November 10th, 10 p.m. to Sunday, November 11th, 9 a.m. The current weather is 49 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies and sun. Tonight's forecast has clear skies with a low of 25 degrees.
Well, there you go. The device answered me instead of the computer. But that's what you run into when you're using the app on your PC and you have one sitting beside you. Something to keep in mind. But anyway, this is the app and it seems to work very well as long as it doesn't get confused with the box.
There you go. What do you think? It's a little tricky. I didn't find out until after I did that demo that the Alexa app won't wake up when you speak to it on your computer. Even if you have your headphones and your microphone on, it still doesn't wake up when you say that keyword. You have to click the little Alexa app activation button. Now, it said it supported some things, so maybe it would work on a tablet or other devices, but it didn't work on my PC. So there you go. I thought I was confusing it, and it turns out you actually have to click the little button. But it's still pretty handy. Whoa! Very good, Fred. It's time for the Geek Software of the Week, which Fred reminds me of. Okay, the Geek Software of the Week this week is the 4K video downloader. Now, my experience with video downloader software is vast. Okay? Mainly, a lot of the companies that I used their software to do the downloads of the videos off of the old YouTube basically went away because demand, you know demand, right? D-A space M-A-N, demand. They basically called a halt to these companies that create the software that allows you to download videos off of YouTube because they were concerned about copyright violation. So the one application I used to use called KeepVid, they just did away with it altogether. Gone. Okay? So I looked for another one, and I found the one that I talked about as Geek Software of the Week a few weeks, months, however long ago it was, called Advanced YouTube Client, AYC, okay? And that was a good one, but there were two things about it. One was it had a very clunky character cell-based interface rather than a Windowsy interface, and that was a little negative. And then it also seemed to, when it downloaded certain videos, the quality wasn't quite as good as it should have been. Okay? But I found one for you. This is the one that I currently use to do my downloading off of YouTube, which I do to populate the SpeakFaith.tv Roku channel that I created and maintain. And most of the videos come from YouTube or Vimeo or Facebook, but this product supports all of them. It is 100% free. I like that in software. 100% free, and it's called the 4K Video Downloader. And the reason they call it the 4K Video Downloader is, duh, it supports 4K downloads. I mean, that's not all it supports. It'll do all kinds of other things, too, but that's what they chose to name it. You can save entire YouTube playlists and channels in MP4, MK4, M4A, MP3, FLV, 3GP formats. How many initials do we need? Subscribe to YouTube channels with the application to get the latest videos automatically downloaded. Now, that's if you buy the paid-for version, okay? If you do them just one at a time, you do that with the free version. Well, I only do it one at a time, so I don't need to buy the paid-for version. But there you go. Direct transfer to iTunes. Supports all popular video sites, including Vimeo, SoundCloud, Flickr, Facebook, Dailymotion, Tumblr, YouTube. 3D video downloads. It will download those 3D things, which I find rather useless. But I guess if you're a realtor and you want to show things in 3D, good on you. Okay, a smart mode feature. You can activate the smart mode, and all the settings and further downloads will get videos and songs downloaded faster and easier because you don't have to set the settings. It just assumes things, which I don't particularly like, so I leave that off. In-app proxy setup. You can set up proxy servers right from the application to download videos that are blocked in your region. Now, if they're blocked in your region, that's because you aren't supposed to be seeing them. Know what I mean? But this allows you to get around it if you're evil. Or whatever. Okay. Well, that'll do it for this week. I trust you enjoyed the information and the frivolity of the Dr. Bill Show this week. The studio is coming back together, although it's still a little wonky. If I were to turn the camera around and you saw the other side of this room, you would be amazed. But that's okay. We're getting there. And I'm using my iPad to actually do the show. I'm going to set it over here to the side so I don't drop it. But, you know, Siri was talking to me. I'm sorry too, Siri. I didn't mean to disturb you. Anyway, Alexa talks to me. Siri talks to me. Everybody talks to me. I'm just a popular guy. Anyway, join me again next time. Remember, until then, too. I was going to do the exit from my other show. I got so confused. Remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.